Halachas, Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amar Aleph Shabbos Perek Chal Gimel Halacha Beis says you let it puncture the cork of a chavis to take out wine as long as he makes it on top, but on the side it's also because he's making the sack in the keli. A person can break a chavis to eat from it the dry fig as long as it doesn't have come on to make a kli. A person can bring a chavis shayan and cut off the top with a sword in front of the guest and doesn't have to worry because his kavan is only to show how generous he is. Arachan Sim Shin Yadal Tzif Aleph says there's no bini steer became dafka when there's no bini mamish like a barrel that doesn't hold 40 saw that got broken and he reattached it with tar. You can break it and take whatever's in it. As long as it doesn't have kavana to make it a good, nice hole, it should be for opening. If not, it's misakamana. But if it's completely not, I'll break it. Even when he doesn't make it a kli. Even the neck of alma is also to make a new hole mechadash. And even if he has a neck of chadash, if he's doing it to widen his asa. The Ramban says as long as there's kavana for that. And if there was a knife stuck in the Erev Shabbos in the barrel, you're allowed to take it out and bring it back in because it's not mechavan to be moisir. The Ramban says, Dafka, if he took it out another time in Badyam, but if he didn't take it out in Badyam, it's also because of secretion, because he's making a hole and a pesach for the chavis. The kli that got ruined, if you're allowed to take from it cheres, see later on, earlier in Simush and Chesif Mandalat. Shabbos Perik Chav Gimel, Lacha Beis, we already said, we'll skip it. Arachayim Simush Shin Yud Dalad, Siv Zayin, Siv Vav. Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to cut off the top of the barrel with a knot, with a sword. It's not making an opening because it's taking off the top. But to cut, make a hole in the side, whether it's a barrel or it's a shtap, is also. Even with a spear, then it makes a big hole. And it's not diamond to pesa since it's from the side, vada lepesa b'cham. And to make a hole of the shtap on top is mutta, since it's not doing it lepesa. It's not there to make a pesach on top, only he takes the whole shtap off. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Gimel Alocha Yud Aleph. Someone who smears a bandit on Shabbos Chayv Al Tzmoichik is a or. Therefore, you're not allowed to seal a neck with wax of hairs because it's mamareach. Even with shuman, with oil, ain't soysim as a neck because of wax. Arachan Sim Shin Yadal Sefir Aleph says, Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to put wax or oil, thick oil in a hole of a chavis to seal it because it's mamareach. But other things is that there isn't meruach since the wine doesn't go out, it's mutter. If the wine goes out through the hole, you're not allowed to seal it, even to put anything there, haroma, to say it's not mechavna on that's near there. If it's a tamchav, it's mutter to be maran, but kach is not going to do it like a tchila by putting in garlic and clove there. Our Chaim Sumashin Yadal Tzivches says, choisles, which is kalim of dates and figs. If the cover is tied with a rope, he's looking to open it and he can destroy the chains of the rope. And cuts even a knife, even the goof of the basket, because that's all like breaking walnuts or almonds to take the food that's in there. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Gimel Halacha Beis, we already did it, we'll skip it. Shulchan Aruch Arachaim Simen Shin Yud Dalad Sif Vav. Shulchan Aruch says, you'll have to cut off the top of the barrel with a sword. He's not making an opening since he's taken off the whole top. But to make a hole on the side, whether it's a chavis or a magup, is also. Even a spear that makes a big hole, and it's not diamond to opening the opening, since it's on the side, it's vada lepesach mechavim. And to puncture the magup from on top is mutter, because it's not being mechavim for a pesach, because you don't make a pesach on top, he takes the whole, usually the whole stopper off. The Rambam in Hilcha Shabbos, Perek Chaf Gimel, Halacha Aleph, says someone makes a hole that's meant to go in and out. For instance, a hole that's in the chicken coop that's meant to bring in air and to take out the bad air, that's chayv al tzmaka v'patish. Therefore, the goes on every hole, even if it was made lahit zavad, that's just for machas. Because you might cut to make a hole that you chayv on. Because of this, you don't make a hole in a barrel, a brand new hole, and you're not moist on it. But you're allowed to open up an old hole. That's dafke from the neck of it, it's not underneath from the sediment, because if it's lahit from the sediment, then it's considered a chazik, and you're not allowed to open it. Arachayim Sim Shin Yud Dalet Sif Aleph, we already mentioned, so we'll skip it. The Rambam Shabbos, Perek Chav Gimel, Halacha Aleph, we already mentioned, we'll skip it. And the Rambam Shabbos, Perek Yud, Halacha Tes, Zayin, says, someone's Makar Patash, one Zetz is Chayv. Whoever does something that's Gmar Malacha, that's told the Makar Patash is Chayv. For instance, someone who blows with a glass keli, and someone who makes a picture on a kli, even someone a picture, and someone scratches some of it, someone makes a tiny hole, whether it's wood, or binyan, or mateches, or in kalim, that's a tel makar patish and it's chayv. Any person that's not meant to be bringing in and out, in a chayv on making it. The Rambam Shabbos, we're up to Daf Kufim involved in the Beish. Rambam Shabbos, Perek Chav Gimel Halacha Aleph says, and someone makes a hole that's meant to bring in and out, for instance, a hole that's in the chicken coop that's meant to bring in the air and to bring out the bad air, it's chayv al tzmaka patish, therefore there goes on every hole. Even if it was made just to take it out, or to bring in alone, because you might come to make a hole that you're chayav on it. And because of this, you don't make a hole in the barrel, and a brand new hole, you don't add on it, but you're allowed to open up an old hole. It's dafka from the nekra matah, should not be from the sediment, because there's a matah mashman, then it's also the chazak, and you're not allowed to open it. The Shekhanah Chorachayim Sun Shin Yadal Tzivbeh says, if it had a hole and he sealed it, if it's underneath from the sediment, you're not allowed to open it. Since it's lamata, whatever the whole weight of the wine is on it, it needs steam line, and it's chosh like opening it from the chodesh. Above the sediment is mutter to open. The Ram Shekhan Perigbez Allah Chazayim says, a house that's sealed, it has four amas. If he took out the hinges, then it only has dalet amas. The Ram of Cheshmish, I'm sorry, Shekhanah Cheshmish from Sun Kufayim Beis Zion says, a house that's sealed has four amas. If he broke the hinges, it doesn't have five amas. The Afka in front of the door says there more. But if he has, then he has a chayt b'chatz, since there was a doorway originally. The Rambam Tumas Meis Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph says, a house that's sealed, the mace is in it, or he had an opening and he busted the hinges and he sealed it, is with Tam b'chatz around it. Someone touched from the outside or from the roof, is Tam 7 days. Because like a kevah sasim, if he opened up a pesach, even sealed it, if he didn't break open the hinges, someone touched from the outside or from the roof, is tar. So now Tam only can I get a pesach. What's the share of the pesach? A complete one, that a mace is four tvachim. Kazayis and a mace is a tefach. Godel and kazayis, great and kazayis, like a mace, and needs four tvachim. The Rambam, Shabbos, Perik, Chav, Gimel, Allah above says you don't cut a tube of bamboo because he's misakim a kli. If it was already cut, even though it's not fixed, you're allowed to put it into the hole of the Chav of Shabbos to take out wine. You don't have to worry, you might fix it. You're not allowed to put on it a hadas into the hole of the chavis, so it should run the wine, because it looks like a maz, it makes a gut on Shabbos. And you don't break the urnware, you don't rip the paper, because it's masakim kli. Says the Shekhanah Chorachayim Siman Shem Yudal Tzivhei, you're allowed to take a hollow bamboo and put it into the barrel to take out wine, even though it was never in there. But to put on a leaf of a hadas in the hole of a chavis, that the leaf will look like a spigot and the wine will drip through there, not. Because it goes in, because it might be masakim the maz, to the wine, a gutter that the wine should fall out, and it will go far away. Because when he takes the leaf and he folds it, like a marzah, it looks like he's making a gutter. It's not dormant to barzah kana, that he doesn't do any mice. The Ramah says, some after even the leaf of a hadas, where he has a lot cut, and he doesn't do chesh, he might come to cut it. The Ram Shabbos Perek Chav Gimel Lachid Allah says, someone shmir is a band in a Shabbos Chayav Atzmoichik, or therefore of skin, therefore you're not allowed to seal a necker with wax, a chitzvah, because it might come to marech, even with oil or fats, you're not so smooth, and that's exactly because of fat wax. Or Chaim Sim Shin Yudal Tzifid Aleph says the Shulchan Aruch, you're not to put wax or oil, thick oil in a hole of the chavis to seal because it's mamarech, and the Aruch explains, Sicha is a mshicha, Ticha is maricha, Shia, they're all considered one shmearing. But other things, there's no miruach, for instance, and since the wine doesn't go out, it's mutter. If the wine would go out through the hole, he's not allowed to seal it. Even to put the put in garlic, the haram, to say it's not mechavah, not too much, it's mutter, it's asr. But if it's a tamachach, it's mutter, because it could do a rama with it. The Rambam, I'm sorry, Shekhanah Chorachayim Sim Shin Yud Dalet, Sif, Hey, says, you're allowed to put a hollow bamboo in a barrel or a spigot to take out wine, even though it wasn't there forever, ever, but to put in a leaf of a hadas and a nekef in the chavius, we already said it, so we'll skip it. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Yutes, Halach Yud Zayin says, let it go out with a sack that's thick and ureus and a sponge that's heavy, ubechamila, which is a pancho because of kshama, but not in a box or a closet or mats because of the rain. Pillows and blanket, if they're soft and thin, like clothing, then you're allowed to take them out. If they're lying on your head on Shabbos, they're chmalvish. If they're hard, you're not allowed to take it out. Because it looks like a masr, it's asr. Shekhanah Chorachayim Sim Shin Aleph, Sif Lamed Hei says, felt that's hard, you're not allowed to bring in Shasrab or Kamas when he's wrapped in them. If they're not hard, too hard, then it's mutter. Shabbos Perek Chav Beis Halach Hates, you're allowed to warm up in the sun, even though you're not allowed to warm up something that's told to Chamas, because it won't come to make a mistake from the sun to fire. Therefore, you're allowed to put cold water in the sun because it will warm it up. So you're allowed to put in good water into bad water, it should get cooled off. You're allowed to put a tafshil into a bar, so it should be protected. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Beis Halacha Chaf says, someone bathed in water, you can wipe himself with his clothing and bring it in his hand. He doesn't have to worry that he might squeeze it. So too, his kelim got soaked in the water, while he can walk on them, and doesn't have to question, he might come to squeeze it. Not spread out, even his house, because people will see it, will say, ah, he did his laundry on Shabbos. And he spreads it out not to dry it. That's whatever the Chum said, it's also, it's Baras Ayin, is even Mechad HaGadarim is also. Last Allah, HaRachayim, Sim Shinao, Sif Mem Hei, someone whose kelim got soaked in water, he can walk on them, and doesn't have to worry, he might come to the Shechita. Should not spread them out to dry them, because Baras Ayin, because they'll be chush that he built laundry on Shabbos. Even Mechad HaGadarim, that no one's there, sees him, it's also. They didn't ask that only spread on Shabbos, but if you spread it Erev Shabbos, laundry, kelim that are laundered, is not Mechuyev to remove them on Shabbos. This is the end of Daf Halachas, Daf Kuf Mem Vav.